Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we are with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsEgo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Jim, you have quite a story today, a testimonial, really, to a volunteer. Explain who it is and what he's done.
There was a testimonial dinner last Saturday night here in Cooperstown for a pretty amazing guy, Fred Lemister. When Fred returned from Holy Cross in 1970, the ambulance squad had only been in business for a year. At that time, all over the state, hospitals stopped providing ambulance service, and community leaders were approaching fire departments and saying, "You have to do it." Fred took the training, and wouldn't you know it, his first call was to a fatal accident. A man in Fly Creek had a heart attack while snowblowing and fell flat on his back on the ice. When Fred arrived, there was blood all over the place. He almost quit. Happily, he didn't. In the 48 years that followed, Fred responded to slightly more than 9,400 calls. That's 195 a year, about four a week. And this was as a volunteer. It also turned out that Fred was a natural teacher. Instead of correcting a trainee, he was famous for asking, or until the trainee came up with the right answer. For many years, Fred was the primary trainer of EMTs for most of the county. About 160 of them were at the testimonial in Bassett Hall for the full 3 hours, and dozens more filed through during the first hour to thank Fred and wish him well. They also thanked his wife, Karen, for all those Thanksgiving dinners where Fred would stop carving the turkey when the fire whistle blew and was out the door. Fire Chief Jim Tallman remembered one EMT final exam. The whole class did unbelievably well, he said. So much so, the state of New York ordered them to take it over again. On the retest, everyone did just as well or better. In 1970, the protocol was scoop and drop. It's become much more sophisticated. Today, highly trained volunteers treat patients at the scene and continue to do so all the way to the emergency room. Many lives are being saved. Fred was able to grow and adapt all the way to the end. Saturday night, Fred took all the praise, but in the end, he turned it around. He went to the podium. "You are a unique breed, people," he said. "Don't ever forget that. You are different, fortunately different. Life is a gift, people, and we need to give back for that gift. You people have given back. You are good Samaritans, helping other people in need without any thought or reward." As you can imagine, David, the volunteers were thrilled, and the evening ended with a thundering standing ovation.
Something that our listeners to WAMC understand very well, giving back and being a part of a community. What a great story. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsEgo.com. I think it's fair to say we needed that, Jim. We'll catch up with you next week.
Well, good, David. Talk to you in a week.